Kum len la block gemara up of kuftes up to kufches am al of the Mishnah. And this is not all the gemara that if you learn for smicha one day in Mitzvah Shem, this is the gemara that you have to know. Okay, Mishnah. Tipas cholav, if a drop of milk shenofla ala chaticha that fell onto a piece of meat. And that was inside a pot. And what happened was, you didn't stir the pot, so this drop of milk entered one piece of meat. It might be 10 pieces of meat there, and it stayed. It remained in that one piece of meat. So the din is im yesh bab menoyis and tam. The little bit of milk that dropped there can give flavor to the meat. In other words, it aren't 60 times against the milk ba'oisa chaticha in that piece. Aser, it is forbidden. That chaticha becomes aser. What happens to the rest of the pot? And if the yeah, but the piece of meat might be very small. Remember, we have the rule of shishim. So if the meat is less than shishim versus that tipa cholov, so then the entire piece of meat becomes now treif. What happens to the rest? It's called basa b'cholov. What happens to the rest of the piece of meat in the pot? That's what the Gemara will discuss soon. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, what about nier es agdeda? When the milk drop fell in, right away you started shaking the pot. So in other words, the drop of milk didn't remain only inside this one piece of meat. It takes a couple of seconds before the milk sort of settles into this piece of meat. As soon as it landed, right away you started shaking in pots. So now suddenly this drop of milk is spreading everywhere. It's dispersing everywhere. So now you use the entire contents of the pot to calculate your shishim against the drop. So, im yesh bo benoyis tam, if the entire pot is less than 60 times the milk that dropped in, then also the entire pot is aser. But if there is, it's mutter. So the difference is, in the first case, you only focus on this piece of meat. And the second case, when you shook it around, we look at the contents of the entire pot. Now, in the first case, when you aser the entire, this meat became aser, what happens to the rest of the pot? We will have a discussion. First, as the
entire pot against the drop.
Tipa doesn't necessarily mean a drop. You're taking it too literally. It means a little bit. Okay, it means a little bit. Amar Abaye, we had a machlekes in the Gemara and Pesachim of Mevav. We also had it before a few days ago. The Rava said, Rava holds that tam, taste, if there's no treif, there's just a taste, a flavor, it's only asam ed rabbanon. According to Abaye, tam ki iker, that the taste is also asam as if the iker is there. Says, and where do we learn out the whole thing, tam ki iker? The Gemara brings from basa b'chalav. You have meat and you have milk, and then the meat becomes basa b'chalav. All you have is flavor of milk. There's no milk there really, nothing such flavor, and yet it becomes aser. So we can compare everything else. If tummy treif falls in, even if you remove the treif, if the flavor of the treif is there, it becomes aser from the Torah. Amar Abaye, and Rava argues. And why would some people argue? Because they would say basa b'chalav is an exception. It's a chiddush. The whole idea of basa b'chalav is a chiddush. Why? As the Gemara said in Pesachim, cold meat and cold milk together is mutter. So you cook it up, it's aser. That's a chiddush. Or, as it ashes over here, meat on its own is mutter. Milk on its own is mutter. So you put two zeros together and you get one. Where do you find that? That's a chiddush. Or, the only way it's aser is if you cooked it first. Where do you find that? So there's a number of chiddushim about basa b'chalav, so maybe it's an exception. Says about your ta'am of a mashah, if you tasted taste of treif and you don't have the substance of treif, ba'almo, the rice is awesome at Torah. Because he said, if you can tell me it's only awesome, Rabbanon, me basa b'chalav, my time with the gamrina. Now, why don't you want to compare everything to basa b'chalav? Because you're going to argue the chiddush, it's a chiddush, and therefore you can't compare. So let me ask you a question. If it's a chiddush, and how come in this mission here it says, basa b'chalav, if it's 60 times as much meat as the milk, it's permitted? The law of 60 is a common sense law. But if basa b'chalav is a chiddush, which means the whole thing doesn't make sense, why punk this particular law? You're going to follow the laws of rational laws. You should say that basa b'chalav, a drop of milk and 1,000 times of meat should still be aser, because the whole thing is a chiddush. I chiddush a chiddush, and I forgot the lekan. I said tam nami shall be aser. Says Rav, that's not a raya. Rav holds that taste is only the rabbanon. Amalei Rav, we're doing smichana. Amalei Rav, Rav said derech bishul aser teira. You're right. Basa b'chalav is a chiddush, and you cannot learn anything about basa b'chalav, and therefore taste is only rabbanon. So if it's a chiddush, how come shishim is mevatel it? Because the Torah gave us a clue. The Torah says that the only way you are aser basa b'chalav is lo sevashel gidi b'chalevam. You have to cook. What do you achieve when you cook something? You get flavors. So clearly the Torah wants the flavor to be there. Now comes along Rav and says, kiva nahiba. So we learned in the Mishnah, a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat, and now that piece of meat doesn't have shishim against the milk. That piece of meat becomes a chaticha atzma nasan avela. The entire piece of meat becomes a shtik bas b'chalav, becomes aser. What happens to the contents of the rest of the pot? Now remember, that Rav holds that min b'mine paskin like Rav Yehuda, that min b'mine osa. That means if you have two similar things, one kosher, one treif, no matter how what multiples you have, it's always treif, number one. And then here in this pot, you can have min and ein minoy. You can have a piece of meat, right? There might be five pieces of meat. And then you have also all the gekechs, the gravy and everything else around there. So the gravy is considered ein minoy. It's not the same substance. It's not the same species. But the other pieces of meat are minoy. One piece of meat became basa b'chalav. So if you hold min b'minoy asa, then all the pieces of meat there might become now asa as well, because min b'minoy is asa. But the gravy part of it is min b'ein minoy. So let's see what happens. Amar Rav Zadav, kivan shenasan tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nasa nevele, the pizza meat becomes a shtika iser, becomes asir. And what he said is, then it asks all the other pieces. Why? Because min b'min is not bottle. So all the other pieces are asir. The gravy is ein minoy. So that might be, you know, if it's shishim against it. But shishim against all the pieces of meat, which is impossible. Unless you have very few pieces. Remember, we learned a few days ago a concept. If you have min and ein, you have min b'minoy and ein b'minoy, three contents in a pot. So we solak is minoy kimisha einoy. You take the min. Look at this. Here we learned a rule before. Rava said the rule. So here you have like this. You have one piece of meat basm chalov. You have five other pieces of meat that are kosher, and then you have gravy and pieces. So min b'minoy means that all the pieces of meat are awesome. And then you look at the gravy, you need shishim against all that, which is not going to happen. But what we do is, we say, no, let's imagine that the min that is trey, the that piece of meat that's basam chalav, remove it, as if it's non-existent. What do you have left in the pot? You have five, take the piece of meat that are het and remove them away. What do you have left in the pot? You have one piece of meat that is trey, and then you have all this gravy. If the gravy has shishim against that piece of meat that is trey, the basam chalav, then the basam chalav becomes mutter. Right? And then,
well, the other piece,
there's nothing left to asa, the rest of the meat. But Rav doesn't say that. Rav says they all become asa. It seems like he doesn't agree with that principle either. For the Gemara, Rav commanded Amr Shmai, who's he follow? Let us say, he also argues, please, Rav Yangs and Rav, because the Amr Rav said, Kesova, Rav Yibhoz, kosher, min, the min, the dover, acha. You have three contents in your pot. You have min, and minoy, and dover, acha. Salik is minoy. You remove the min, kimish, and it's non-existent. Ushe, ene, minoy, rav, olav. You take the min of the kosher meat, remove it. What do you have left? One piece of meat that is basa chalav. You have all this gravy there. And if the ein minay is more than the piece over there 60 times, umavatlan, cancel it. Why doesn't he say it here? Amle said to him, you are right. He said, you're right. Amle idenafel beretiv raka, if a taka fell into gravy hachinami, then the din would be exactly what you just said. The gravy would cancel out the piece of basa chalav, and there won't be anything left to asa the rest of the meat if there was shishim in the gravy. It fell into gravy with full of pieces of meat in there. So therefore, it's all min b'minoy. There's no ein b'minoy here. It's not just gravy juice. You think gravy is juice. This gravy is full of pieces of meat, like pulled beef, you know? So you have big pieces of beef, and then you have all these meat floating around. The whole gravy becomes now, is classified as meat. So it's all now min b'minoy. Okay. Tonight, you will eat your heart's content. The Kishon Aruch says that you have to take off one meal a week and it should be Friday lunch. He brings a pasuk, the Ekcha Bas Lechem. I remember he makes some kind of shatavis from it, that you have to take a break on Friday, not to have lunch on Friday. Then you can't follow the Kishon Aruch. Only on Friday. The rest of the day you have to have a good
You're
lunch.
You're not allowed to come into Shabbos hungry.
Too hungry. Too hungry.
You have to have an appetite.
So you have the term magic of things. Now there's a question. There's another concept we learned in Vehesis, in Smicha. There's a concept called Efshel L'Seichtei. That means a piece of meat became a piece of meat, didn't have shishim against the milk. The whole piece of meat becomes now a basa b'chalav. If you take this piece of meat that became basa b'chalav, really what it is a piece of meat, a little bit of milk inside. But legally we treat it as if the whole meat became basa b'chalav. If they take this meat and cook it in another pot, do we say that we need 60 against this meat or 60 against the milk? Do we say that the milk now runs out of the meat? Efshel l'seichtei, it can be squeezed out. So no longer that milk now that was originally in this piece of meat dispersed throughout the pot. Now we just need shishim against a little bit of milk. Do we say that?
If you're saying that, then how can you say chaticha nasa nevela? Chaticha nasa nevela is a whole piece is now a good
piece. We'll see in a minute. Well, Mike, so what does he hold? Does he hold... We'll see the whole Gemara soon. So the Gemara, what does he hold? Does he hold Efshel the Seich the Mutter? He'll ask him his question if he holds in the principle that if the meat that has the milk and you put it in another pot, the milk disperses and now you're only choosing the milk. Then Chaticha Maynas Nevela. What do you tell me that the piece of meat became a Shtik Nevela? What kind of Shtik Nevela? The piece of meat is a piece of meat with a little bit of milk inside. And if you look at the pot against the milk, not against the piece. And yet he said a minute ago, you have to have against the piece, the whole meat. Ella Kasavad, he holds Efshel Asechti Asim. Must be that he holds that even though the milk can run, we don't say the milk can run out, the entire piece of meat became now a shtick. Issa. Because Efshel Asechti is still Asim. So now we look at this piece of meat. We don't look at the milk and say, oh, we need six shishim against the milk. The entire meat, you need shishim against the piece of meat. Says the Gemara, "V'savar Rav, you're going to tell me that Rav holds Efshel L'Seichta Aser? Well, Itma, we learned Kazayis Basar Shenafel L'Techiyed Shachala. What happens if a Kazayis, a meat, falls into a pot of milk? You have a big barrel of milk, and a Kazayis, a meat, fell into it. Amar Rav says Rav Basar Aser. You take the meat out, but you're not allowed to eat the flesh because there's milk absorbed in the flesh. Abachalav Mutter, but the milk is Mutter." What do you mean milk? Why don't we say that the milk went into the meat and then the milk went out of the meat again back into the pot? So now the whole thing should become aser. Because Isaac dat efshel seichta aser. If you hold efshel seichta, he is still aser. If you hold efshel seichta aser, so what happened? The milk that went into the meat now became a shtik baser b'cholov, and then the milk comes back out of the meat into the pot. You have baser b'cholov milk coming inside to the barrel, so you have to worry: is the shishim against the piece of meat or not? What he's saying is everything else is mutter. And my mutter, cholav nevelu. What you have is, you have cholav and nevelu. Any milk that came back out, even a little bit of milk on the meat, became nevelu. And then, if you hold that efshel seichta mutter, the milk went into the meat, and it came back out of the meat. The milk hasn't changed. But if you learn efshel seichta aser, which means that chatichas manas nevelu, so everything now in this meat became basar b'cholav, including the milk that went inside it, not just milk that went in and out. The milk now became basar b'cholav itself. So when it came back into the barrel, you have treif of milk coming inside. Why don't we say that you should calculate, you know, how much milk you have left in the barrel, and they see you have a shishim there or not. And Nachmer, you Rav hold min the mini asa. So even if the barrel had 1,000 times milk, according to you Rav, the whole barrel should be asa. Le elam kesava Rav. Rav holds efshel seichta asa. He holds efshel seichta asa. And therefore, the milk that goes in the meat comes back out is a problem. But the shiny hus and big chiddush, the Amar Krah, the Tayda says loisav asal gidi. The issa, the focus is on the meat, not the milk. In basar b'chol, you're allowed to drink the milk. You're not allowed to eat the meat. So you're not allowed to eat the flesh if you have cheese in it. But the cheese, if you pull it off, you're allowed to eat the cheese. It's not a problem. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? You come up with new chiddush that the goat is asa and not the milk. But didn't we learn? If you had a half a kazayis of meat and a half a kazayis of milk and you join the bishy cooking together, you get malka for eating it. How can malka eating it? You just said that milk, there's no isa, the isa is only the meat. So the point, you only had a half a kazayis of isa. Why are you getting malkus? Is that right? The milk is asa just as much the meat is asa. And we'll come back to it why by the cooking you don't get malchus. Now the Isaac that the also tell the cholov if the tater only asks the goat and not the milk. Achila on the eating, am I like it? Why to get malchus? Chatzishiru. Ella la ella. I'm going to give you another answer. Rav holds cholov nami also. The milk is also. So you asked the question. If the milk is also, so the milk went into the meat, and then the milk, so now the entire piece of meat became basar b'cholov, it's a basar nevela. When the milk comes, it's exuded from the meat, goes back into the pot, you have now basar b'cholov, the milk. There's meat inside the milk. And according to that, min b'mino is also, then the entire barrel should become also. Comes along a new concept. The Hochamai is what I'm talking about. It fell into a boiling hot pot. And we have a rule, the mivla bala mifla palad. While you're absorbing, you cannot exude. Since this meat is absorbing the milk, it's not exuding any milk back into the barrel. That's why.
One direction.
Exactly. The machlek is a shiny, we say the other way around as well. I did the palad le bala. Because the Gemara never says that. But the Gemara clearly says, I did the bala le palad. Says the Gemara, safe, ultimately, kinayich, when the barrel subsides, when it doesn't boil away the whole time, it starts boiling. At that moment, how the pollet? It starts exuding again. You want to say, you're right. It You pulled it out right before the boiling water stopped, started to subside. So therefore, there was never a moment that the milk that was inside the meat can go back in the barrel. That's why Rav Paskin the milk in the motor. But you're right. If the bubbles would have receded, then the milk that's inside the meat would have come back into the barrel and min b'mina and full of the bottle.
I remember from the question is why, if the salt is why can't the salt be boiled that it'll infuse the blood even further into the meat? So I didn't thought it'd look like bala.
Yeah, but
don't you say
no?
You're remembering wrong.
Yeah, but salt it attracts. It's salt sucks.
Yeah. Once it's busy schlepping out.
The question something else. The question there is why don't we say after the salt finished pulling out all the meat and blood, it now starts putting it back in? That's what we ask. Tyson asked a very interesting question there. This is a very interesting question. This is a question. The fact is, you see, that you put meat inside milk, for example, hot milk, the milk starts changing colors. Or you put it inside water, start changing colors. What do you mean, I eat the polar? You see, every time you cook something in boiling water, it changes the color of the water. That means things are happening. It's definitely being piled at the same time as being boileya. So Rabbeinu Shmuel wants to learn. That's not pshat nigmar at all. He wants to learn pshat is I did the bol lepol means initially it's absorbing. It calls man the space in the meat to absorb milk. It's not going to be pilot. But the moment the meat is ungazapped, is saturated with the milk, there's no room anymore, no space to take anymore, it starts coming out. So it takes a certain amount of time. And when the Gemara says noch doesn't mean that the bubbles stop. Noch means that the meat stopped absorbing milk. And therefore, it says in the laws of kashas, you have to make sure that you don't leave it in too long, because if you leave it in too long, after the, you know, because it goes all the way around as well, the water exuded all the teif that was inside, let's say, in this pot. But then after it finished exuding, it's going to start reabsorbing back the water right back in again. So that's why you have to make sure this shishim, it says in the halach, is you always have to make sure the shishim in the water again when you kasher against, because if there's less than shishim and the teif went out of the pot into the water, and it reabsorbs it after you get, according to Beinu Shmuel. That's why I have to make sure there's always shishim. Except Erev Pesach in the Kohen Chatzais, according to many opinions, you don't have to be careful because it's heter. Everything is heter then. There's no Issa yet. It's for Pesach. That's the Beinu Shmuel's opinion. And Teis doesn't like it because how do you know how long to leave it there? How do we know? So the Beinu Tam therefore learns that when we say I did the bola lepol, it means it won't be pilot what it just absorbed. But it will be pilot what it had from yesterday. So when it comes to flesh cooking in water, why the color change? Because that's the color of flesh. It comes out. What we're saying here is that the milk, the new milk that it just, in this process, that it just absorbed, that won't come out afterwards. Okay. And back to the Gemara. I'm sure all this rings some bells. So it's back to the Gemara. Gufa, let's analyze what Rav just said. Chatzi zayis bosav, chatzi zayis chol. Half and half. Shebisha, they cook them together. Amar Rav, loike al chilasi. You get malka for eating it. Vein loike al bishule. But you won't get malka for cooking it. Monoshech, that doesn't make sense. Imin stifin, abishin al milke. If you tell me they have milk and half zayis of meat combined, so why don't you get malka for cooking? And you loike mistaf, they don't combine. No achil namin loike. So how come you get malka for eating? They don't combine. So the Gemara, le'elon loike mistafi. They don't combine. So the first answer is they don't combine. So how come that's a cooking, not even? So how come by eating you are? Well, the case of eating is not the same as cooking. Cooking is you cook a half a kazayis of milk and half a kazayis of meat. They don't combine. You need a kazayis of each one to become basa b'chol. But the case of eating, talking about you had a kazayis of each one and you taka was made real basa b'chol. Now what am I eating? I'm only eating a half a kazayis of the meat that contains a half a kazayis of the milk. Once it's chal, the basa b'chol, then they do combine. You have a basa b'chol. The Levi Yama, Levi says, I disagree with you. I believe they combine a half a kazayis. A kazayis and meat is also mutter. A kazayis and milk is mutter. Yeah, when they combine, they become asr. So say you have a kazayis. The Chen Tony Levi, Masis Levi, but I say, Kashem Shulayk al Achilase, Kach Leik al Bishulay. Uveiz a bishul. What's the definition of cooking? Amru, be bishul shachedim oichlan oise machas bishulay. It's only if it's cooked that it's edible for others. Seems like, not like Michael Ben Zosoy, we say in Hilchot Shabbos, you know, it's halfway cooked, partially cooked. It seems it has to be cooked normally. That's called cooking. Then the Gemara says, you just introduced before the concept of Efshel Seichtoi. Do we say that it can be squeezed out? So the Chatich itself does not become an Avela, or you need a Shishim against the milk. Or do you say that Efshel Seichtoi is also that it does not get squeezed out and the whole piece became a Chatich? In fact, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya, we learn, Tipas Cholov, a drop of milk, Shinofla, a Chatich, fell on a piece of meat. Kivan Shinosna, Tam, the Chatich, once it fell on a piece of meat, Ha Chatich, the half cup of it. Ha Chatich, Atzma, Nasan Avela, the piece of meat itself becomes straight. Type it to me, it goes straight. V'oiser es kol ha-chatichas kulin. And now, in other words, efshel l'soichta is asr. We don't say the milk can be squeezed out. We say the entire chatichas is available. And now, you look at all the other pieces of meat, min m'minoi, I don't care how many slabs of meat there are, they're all asr. V'pnei she'hei minot divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how Rav Paskins and many Ramaroyim and Rashi, in the next page, a long Rashi, Paskins also that min min is asr. However, the Chachamim Maimrim, Ad Shetitain Tam, no, they hold, and the way the Gemara is going to want to learn is the Chacham hold that Efshel Seichte Mutter. We don't look at the whole piece of meat, we look at the milk that was in the milk. And therefore, if you combine everything in the pot, Titain Tam, Beroitiv, Kipo, Vechatichas, you look at everything, combine everything together, because the milk didn't stay in this piece of meat, it moved everywhere, dispersed everywhere. Now comes along a Rebbe, and you have, here we have to have a cup. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, don't move. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that the piece of meat itself becomes us. B'shaloi nir, you didn't shake the pot after the drop. The moment, wait a minute. After the drop fell down on the piece of meat, you didn't shake the pot. So the milk differ sat on this piece of meat, didn't disperse everywhere else. So this piece of meat didn't have shishim again. The milk became a chatich and a vela. In order you cover, because if you cover the pot, even if you shake it, the covering makes everything start bubbling up and everything moves around by itself. So you didn't cover the pot, you didn't shake the pot, so the drop of milk sat on this meat, and that's why this piece of meat became asr, and then we have the problem in Mimilay. However, I like it, Divrei Chachamim, who say that what? That we include all the contents of the pot, entire pot, because we say the milk dispersed everywhere, but Shanir, you did shake the pot. The kisa, and you cover the pot, so it moved around. But now there's two stages. There's one way of learning is as soon as the drop of milk fell in the meat, right away you start shaking the pot, so it never had a chance to settle. The other way of learning is that even after the milk fell onto the meat, if 5 minutes later you start shaking the pot, the milk now leaves the meat because efshel soichte is mutter and it moves around. So let's see now. So there's different ways of understanding here. What did Rabbi saying here? My loynia v'lekisa ilen me loynia klal. I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda where you didn't shake the pot at all from beginning to the end. V'lekisa klal, and you didn't cover it from beginning to the end. And if I like it, the milk therefore entered the piece of meat. Mivle bola mifle lepala. Then what's the problem? If you didn't ever shake it, then this meat became even Rabbi Yehuda holds min asa. Why should the rest of the meat be asr? How did the milk, this drop of milk disperse anywhere? It fell on, a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat, stays there. Why would it move anywhere else? What's going on here? It fell onto the meat, didn't fall into the gravy where it travels, it fell onto a piece of meat. Then why would it be us anywhere else? Yeah. See what, yeah. Mivle bola, mivle polot. Then nothing comes out, so what's the problem? Ella must be. The loinia bitchilal besayf. This is what I'd be saying here. So of course, the problem. Exactly. So the problem is that you shook it later. So therefore, it dispersed everywhere. But it had time, like you said, to first to get absorbed into this piece of meat here. And the shayli is what happens now. So loinia bitchilal besayf. Well, the kizim bitchilal besayf. You did shake it later on to get it to move around. But in the beginning, you didn't shake it around. So the chayde amai. So why don't we say ha bala ha pala? Taka, the milk got absorbed in the meat for 5 minutes, but then when you started shaking it, that milk went, you know, exuded from the milk and dispersed everywhere else. Efshel sechte mutter must be that efshel sechte aser must be, because so it holds efshel sechte aser, that once the meat was established as a shtikel avela, it's treif, the milk does not go out of it. Miklaus. So Rebbe says I like this. No, Rabbi Yehuda goes further. I'm not going to go all the way to Rabbi Yehuda goes. So how far does Rabbi Yehuda go? Miklal Rabbi Yehuda holds, kiniyeh mitchile va'atzayf. If even if you're shaking it from the beginning to the end, the kisa mitchile va'atzayf, and you were covering it from the beginning to the end, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's still awesome. What possible logic is in that? As soon as the milk landed, you started shaking. So the milk never really settled on this piece of meat. Why should this piece of meat become chaticha nevela, you isolate from the rest of the meat? Amai hele balaklal. So Rabbi Yehuda made a gzeda. The svar of Rabbi Yehuda is that even if you're shaking the whole time, we're scared you didn't shake it properly in the beginning, so the milk sort of sat on it for a few minutes or for a short period of time. It got absorbed in the meat, and then afterwards you started shaking it harder, and it dispersed everywhere else. So we're machmed. On the one hand, is later on you taka successfully dispersed it, so it spread everywhere. But in the beginning, you didn't shake it properly, maybe, and therefore the milk sat in this piece of meat became a chaticha nevela. Efshel l'soichta asa, so the entire meat becomes asa. Now we say, min mamini asa, so all the piece of meat is asa. No, if you're shaking it, if the meat always exudes, and we're saying in that, in whatever it excretes, also includes the milk. Ema, let us say, we're worried, xeda, like, you didn't do it properly. Let's analyze it. Okay, what did Rebbe say? I like the words of Chachamim kishenir v'kisa, when they did shake it and they did cover it. What does it mean near my kisa? Ilema near b'saif, that he only shook it at the end. V'loy near b'chila, didn't shake it in the beginning. Or kisa b'saif, you covered the end. V'loy kisa b'chila, he didn't do it in the beginning. You just said a minute ago that Rebbe holds, in that case, I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda that says that, you know, once the meat became a chatich and a vela, it asks everything else. What do you mean I like the words of Chacham that say you can't include all the content of the pot? Can't be. Ha'amr, you just said need and even Rabbi Yehuda behind this particular case. Ella must be talking about Nia Mitchil of Atsoy, in case you're shaking the whole time. You, Rabbi Yehuda, Machmeh, if you're shaking it the whole time, you say you're worried that maybe you didn't shake it properly, so the milk sat on the meat and became an avela. I hold it like a Chacham, we're not worried. If you shook it the whole time, the meat never had a chance to, the milk never had a chance to settle the meat, and therefore you include all the content. Miklal, the Rabbanim Savi, near B'Saif, near B'Tchila. So, but the Rabbanim themselves, that's what I hold. But the Rabbanim themselves hold that even if you just shook it at the end, you still only include all the contents of the pot. Why? But the meat became asr. Must be the Rabbanim hold that even though the meat became asr, if it starts exuding liquid, we're going to assume that the Isr also went out, was dispersed from the meat. In other words, Efshel Sachte Mutter. They don't believe Mechaticha Asr Nasr Veil. They hold. I the milk, you know, was in the meat for a second, but everything they hold. That came out, it is mutter. We have to finish the kolba. You'll get stuck in the middle. Right, we'll go to the Mishnah if you don't mind. How do you know? Sorry. I'm not on the contrary. Go learn and see if he learns the same way that I did. I might have to hold him shot in the gemara. How do you know that the crux of their argument is Efshel Seichte Pligi? Dilma, perhaps Efshel Seichte Divrei Hakolosan. Everyone holds that if the milk sat on the meat and the meat became osa, that's it. You can no longer say you just look at the milk. You have to have shishim against this meat. But Hochan, you know what Chacham Rabbi Yehuda is in this very goof. Min Mimina, give me a fugi. Rabbi Yehuda hold the time made. He says Min Mimina lay bottle, and therefore he says that since that it's, the whole pot is osa. And the Rabbala Tamayu Dom Mimin bottle, that even Mimin is bottles, therefore you include shishim, the meat, the other piece of meat, the gravy, put them all in there. Say, well, hi, Matt, what are you talking about? I Amrit Bishlam, if you tell me that what? The Rabbana, Bimin Biminai, Hocha Kirabi Hudasil, if you tell me the way we're learning right now, they're not arguing about Min Biminai. They all agree that Min Biminai is Asr, but the Rabbana hold, they're arguing about Efshel Sarch, the Rabbana hold that the meat does not become a shtik isr. There's only milk inside the meat, and then if you shook it later on, it dispersed it, and it's all over the pot. That's why they say there's no Min Biminai here. It's milk. Who cares if it sat in the meat first? But once it's, you know, once you started shaking it a few minutes later, whatever came out of the meat includes the milk as well. Because Efshel Seichte Mutter. That's what they're saying. Makes sense. That's why Rebbe says I hold it a little bit like a Yehuda Rabban. With Efshel Seichte Pligi, Hein Kom Rebbe Niver Rebbe Yehuda Baha. In this respect, in the case where you were shaking the whole, I like the words of Yehuda in this case of here where you shook it at the end. I believe that it's asr, and therefore it's asr. And if you shook it the whole time, I hold them, and I'm worried that maybe you didn't shake it properly, and therefore you include all the contents. Makes sense. It's part like a Yehuda, part of Chum. Eliam, if you tell me, Efshel Seichte, you tell me, ever hold Efshel Seichte, asr. And only argue about Bemina. Chachamim, don't hold the Min Bemina, and Rebbe holds. High needin, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Ainidim Abayle, the Solomidi. All he had to say was, there's nothing like, so Rebbe definitely holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Min Bemina is asr. The only thing he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda is that you want to make a gzeda that if you shook it, you didn't shake properly. That, you know, that if you shook it, even though you shook in the beginning, Rabbi Yehuda holds, I'm scared you didn't shake it properly. I disagree with you. So I should just say, in part I agree with you, in part I don't agree. He never agrees with Chachamim. Because Chacham holds a Min Bemina, you're telling me, is bottle, and I hold, Rabbi holds it is not bottle. See, always hold Rabbi Yehuda. He's only disagreeing with him whether we make this gzeda. So I should have said, sometimes I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes I disagree with him. Don't do the Rabbanim. That is not arguing Min Bemina, they're not arguing Min Bemina, they're arguing Efshel Seichte.